You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Cowboys preseason game number one, Los Angeles, California, tomorrow night. We'll be doing the pregame show this time tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. Let's go live out to Oxnard via the D&M leasing hotline and welcome in ESPN's Todd Archer here in the G-Bag Nation. Todd, happy Friday, brother. How you doing?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Excited for some football for sure. How are things out there? They had a practice today. Looked like Ferguson was practicing. Anything jump out to you today?
Just helmets, no shells or pads today. Jake Ferguson, obviously that stands out just because of how yesterday's practice ended. I caught up with him afterwards and said, you know, once the scans came back and everything was structurally good, he felt like it was a pain issue and he would go. And, you know, he didn't look like he was limited in any kind of fashion. So, one interesting thing that I thought, like, usually, you know, before a preseason game, you see these guys run against cards a little bit just so
sure.
Not a real game plan,
yeah.
But it's like a just so you kind of get a feel for what they do. They haven't done that this week. Now, maybe they did that on the walkthroughs and the meetings, considering it is practice against the Rams, but There was no card workout at practice from what I saw.
Hey, Todd, do you kind of feel like this is going to be a Joe Milton and then transition into, you know, is Joe Milton going to get like three quarters of this thing? Is it going to split? How do you think it's going to work?
Yeah, I think we'll get the bulk of the work. They didn't give us like
a breakdown,
a snap plan or anything like that. But I mean, clearly, this isn't like Cooper Rush, right? Like they kind of knew what he was, and
right.
Dak got hurt. Everything's cool. You know, they could get by, and he's won some games. It's a guy who's played one game in the NFL, and he came in as a backup in it. And, you know, they got to learn a lot about this guy. And there's been some wow, no question. Sure. But there's also been some like, huh.
Yeah.
That probably wasn't where you're supposed to go with the ball. Or, huh, he held the ball a little too much. So that's why I think tomorrow that I'm looking forward to see how he plays and what he does. He's going to wow us, but I want to see like the boring stuff. Like Parcells said, if every drive ends in a kick, that's a good thing.
Hey, Todd, I mean, it seems like that, and you were out there watching the practice that maybe that the Cowboys got a little beat up, you know, up front. Is it something now that you're like, okay, do you kind of feel like that maybe let's see how you respond to that this preseason game with the offense and the defensive lines?
Yeah, you're talking about again in the practices the other day against the Rams.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Schottenheimer wants to see that too. It wasn't a good day. And I don't mean to sound like I'm overreacting to any of this because I don't know come September 4th if it really means anything. But offensively, I mean, I'll say it, like it was as bad of a joint practice as I've seen them against other teams. Hmm. Like the running game really did very little. You know, there were a couple good runs later on. You know, the passing game was a lot of get it out quick because they couldn't hold up. They couldn't block Jared Verse, so. Now, a lot of the guys that are going to be major players when it comes to the Eagles game aren't going to play in this game or any of the preseason games. But you do want to see how these guys respond. Yeah, up front, O-line, D-line, and then, you know, they're counting on, at the moment, some of these cornerbacks to play a role. Like, to not only, like, to be the number three corner, not to be, like, the fifth or the sixth corner. So let's see how these guys react after a not-so-good performance the other day against the Rams.
Todd, I kind of feel like that I know people worry about the run defense. I kind of worry about people blocking this front and then figuring out just throw the ball in the secondary.
So if you can't stop the run and you can't stop the pass, then what are you going to do?
I think teams are better throwing the ball than they are running the ball. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's where points come from, right? Points come out of the pass game, not the run game. I'll say this about the run game for the moment and not seeing them in a game yet. And again, I don't know how much they'll play on Saturday either, but I look at Eberflus's history here, Indianapolis, Chicago. Like, we always make this big thing about, oh, they're so small, they don't have big guys.
Yeah.
How are they going to stop the run? That's never been Eberflus's
MO.
Never
been a problem.
And I got a story coming out next week on that where, you know, the size doesn't necessarily matter. It's getting everybody the ball, everybody doing their job and flying around, right? I mean, when they led the league in defense and run defense here with the Cowboys in 2016, their starting tackles that year were Terrell McClain and Malik Collins.
Yeah.
A couple of years before that, when they were like eighth, I want to say, in the league, it was Nick Hayden and Tyrone Crawford.
Right.
Neither guy was over 300 pounds. So, you know, there's a element of, oh, they're too small and Mozzie can't do this. I think that we put too much on Mozzie. I mean, he is what he is at this point.
Absolutely.
But I think their run defense is going to be about the group and not an individual. And you know, another thing will help the run defense is playing with 10-point leads.
Yeah.
So the offense better be able to score some points to help those guys out. And that might have been why they had the number one run defense there in 2016, because they were scoring a ton.
Todd Archer, ESPN, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How's Lael Collins looked out there, and how much do you expect to see him play tomorrow?
Hard to say how much he'll play. He's taken some snaps. He's not caught my eye, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing necessarily. Like, I've tried to look at him a couple times, and he looks fine. I don't know if he's making the 53.
Mm.
But I think he's, you know, the value in having a guy like him around is kind of the stuff he was doing yesterday and today after practice, where he's working with some of the young defensive linemen on what they're doing and working with Tyler Smith on hand placement and things like that. So, you know, I do think we need to remember he's not played in an NFL game since 2022.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Yeah.
That's an awful long time ago.
Hey, Todd, kind of switching gears, maybe something I'm going to focus on tomorrow will be, and then probably on Sunday when we get the game tape, will be more about
the L4 on the kickoff return team.
No, no,
you're going to be watching.
No, no, I'm going to be focused.
How are the Gunners looking, man?
I'm going to be focused on. Okay, it's Lamb, it's Pickens. I kind of feel like it's Turpin and now figure out everything else. And I'm not saying like who's the fourth or fifth. I'm not, but I don't have a clear picture of who the other guys are going to be. Do you kind of feel like you can handicap that group?
I think Jalen Tolbert has had a better camp than people think.
Okay.
He's not the first two guys you mentioned, and he doesn't have Turpin speed to break away on things, but he's a solid, dependable receiver. I think they might roll through him and Turpin as their number three receiver, depending on what they want out of that day, depending on the matchup and things like that. I think Mingo's been fine, and has had some moments, but he's going to need him in these games, I think, to kind of get everybody to notice him more than what he has in the practices. And then, I mean, if we want to get all excited over Trayshon Holden, I'll remind everybody of Jonvay Johnson and Andy Jones and all these other guys that have caught our eye in the summer that have never done anything. So, but he's made some plays against the twos and against the threes, I guess. So put him in there. Jalen Brooks, I think, in the last couple of days has really come on and played. He had a touchdown catch today, back of the end zone from Dak. I think he's kind of come on a little bit. Flournoy, you're still waiting on. But I think with their receivers, they've got more guys than they've had in the past, and now they're in the correct role where Tolbert's probably a three, you know, and not a two. But I think people have been too hard on Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah, I know. Do you think with Tolbert, Todd, is it to me, I guess, and you could point the finger at me too, I think the consistency, like you have that really good practice, and then even I've used the word even before Schottenheimer, I know he was talking about the quiet practice where he's not that. I mean, do you think the consistency with him is really what kind of holds him back?
I think he's been consistent, to be honest with you. Like, he doesn't make the holy cow, look at that catch.
Yeah.
You know, although he's had a couple of those, I can think of a
over the shoulder catch,
pulling on his uniform and he made the grab. But he's not a guy who runs a 4.2. He's not going to blow by anybody. He's not going to, you know, make the Dez-like catches. But I mean, I think he's a solid, dependable guy as your number three.
Okay.
Has Pickens been everything that he was hyped up to be?
Yeah, right. I mean, again, it's not like you always have to balance this out of, boy, that was a really good catch. Now who's he going against? Right. And we've talked about the Cowboys issues at cornerback. That's the one spot where I would say, man, they got to go get somebody. And I don't know who it is. I keep bringing up Stephon Gilmore's name and they keep saying he can't run. So yeah. I'm like, that's fine if he can't run, but he can play football. So I'm good with that. Yeah, I think Pickens has been – he's had moments where it's like he ran by a guy. What I like, it's not just run by the guy or make the circus catch. It's all different levels that he's making these catches at where he has to sit down in his zone and see it the same as Dak. He has to run away from a defender in tight red zone work, and he can do that. But even today, there was a little mix-up in a route combination with CD in the end zone where – they were right next to each other, and he was supposed to break out to the corner but came back to the middle. So in a game, he would have brought the defender into CD and taken that catch away. So I still think there's stuff that he's figuring out about this offense, but from a fantasy football perspective, I'd certainly take him whenever the heck you want to take him.
Is there a chance, Todd, that he has more catches than Lamb?
No. Well, let me change that. Yes, if CD gets hurt,
okay,
he will. But no, I think you're going to see CD go back up to 110, 115 catches, just because that connection with Dak is so good, and then that's where, you know, I wonder about how, like, the distribution of passes. Well, they want to run the ball.
Yeah,
nice to say, but whatever. But we think Ferguson's going to come back to what he was a couple of years ago. So there's more catches there. Javonte Williams is a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield and has done that in his career. So there's some more there than the running backs got last year. You got Pickens, who's certainly going to, I would say, be a 75 to 85 catch guy. And then you got CD. where does that third receiver come in at in terms of catches? If you want to run the ball the way you want to say it. So that's why, like, all this excitement over Turpin, I just want to temper it a little bit, because there's only so much to go around. I think the numbers that he put up last year are fine, and that's probably what he would get this year. And if I'm wrong, you guys can make fun of me. I'm okay with that.
No, we're good with that. How you talk about the coach, they talk about running the ball, and early in training camp, they tried to run the ball, had some success. How committed will this guy be? Did he learn anything about his offensive line the other day that makes him go to like the quick game and stuff like that? You know?
Okay.
I know Tyler Smith wasn't there. Yeah, I know Tyler Smith not
right.
much. Right.
He practiced a little bit though.
Sure.
He was in
sure.
there some.
Sure.
So but you know, Guyton wasn't out there, and that's a big loss at this moment, even if they like what Nate Thomas is doing. Show me a coordinator that says, I don't care if we run the ball. Like, there's not, you know, none of them are going to say that.
Right.
So eventually, when you look at what you have on offense and where your strengths are, it's going to be Dak, CD, and Pickens. It's not going to be, let's load left it behind these guys. Right.
Sure.
So like when he played when he was a play caller for the Jets, they had to play that way. They had a rookie quarterback in Sanchez, and they had some good running backs as well. But they played to their defense with Rex Ryan, and he had success. You look to what he did in Seattle, and yeah, he ran it, and he had success with Chris Carson. But Russell Wilson also had his best season with Schottenheimer as the play caller. I like everything, I think it's going to be like a blend, but – what this team is going to do best is line up an 11 personnel and throw it and try and mix in some run.
Yeah.
And then if you get a lead, then it's a lot easier to run the ball than as opposed to just kind of let's go, you know, three tight ends and just try to 10, 12 play, drive it down the field. That doesn't work either.
70-30 or 80-20?
What do you mean?
Pass to run in this guy.
Oh, no. Closer to 70-30, but I think it'll be 66 to – no, hold on.
you had trouble with the math there.
I got to do the math here.
Yeah, Northeastern University.
62 to 38.
Yeah.
62 to 38. How about that?
I love it. How long can we expect Jaden Blue to be out?
I guess he's in a boot now. It's just a bruise, which is good. I don't think you'll see him play Saturday, but it didn't sound like it was going to be a long deal. Maybe he gets back on the field next week, or maybe they're still cautious with how it goes. But I don't think it'll be anything long-term.
Awesome. You're the man, Todd. We appreciate the time, bro. Enjoy your time out there. I guess you got, what, one more week, and then you're back in the 100-degree temps?
The 100s?
Yeah, bro.
Well, thankfully the practices are inside, so we're okay.
Yeah. There he is, Todd Archer, ESPN. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes on the D&M Leasing Hotline here in the G-Bag Nation on a football Friday. Let's get you that Friday news dump next year in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.